Here's a dance you should know. When the lights are down low, grab your baby then go. I do the huckabuck, I do the huckabuck. If you don't know how to do it, boy, you're out of luck. Push your baby out, then you hunch your back. Start a little movement in your sacroiliac. Wiggle like a snake, waddle like a duck. That's the way you do it when you do the hucklebuck.
Hey, not now. Bet and Steny will tell you when. Hey, girls, start talking.
Hello.
Hello, people of Earth.
People of Earth, welcome to the Hucklebug. I am Steny.
And I'm Bet.
We're Bet and Steny. It's episode 739 of the Hucklebug. Wow.
Oh, 7 and 3
does not equal 9.
More than 9.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
Does not equal 9. Does
I'm sorry.
Not. It's okay.
It's my fault. I know.
It's your fault that the numbers don't add up. It's all right. We're actually going to begin this week with a rip, a very sad rip.
It's
under
an awful
horrifying
rip.
Circumstances.
Yes.
Jonathan Joss. Passed away, was murdered, we should say. Not passed away.
No, he didn't pass away.
He didn't pass away. He was taken from us. Yes. Jonathan Joss was the voice of John Redcorn on King of the Hill. He also played Chief Ken Hotate on Parks and Recreation. He's been in other things as well. But he was murdered in an insidious hate crime in his hometown in San Antonio, Texas. Yeah. He'd been in some scuffles, I guess, with some neighbors for a while. They'd been harassing him and his husband, and then these people set fire to his house and murdered his dogs. And then when they were there, like trying to retrieve some stuff and go through what was there and grieving over the loss of their home, some fucker drove by and shot at him and killed Jonathan because he pulled his husband out of the way, and apparently the guy who was driving the car was laughing while he did it.
Oh, God, what have we become in this world?
Originally, the city of San Antonio said they were not going to charge with a hate crime, but now they have apparently walked that back and said we will investigate.
Yes.
As though perhaps it is a hate. Perhaps it is a hate crime.
Oh,
murdered his dogs. That's horrifying. It's just, it's the worst. It's the absolute worst.
It's awful. And I know you know him from Parks and Rec.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how much of King of the Hill you know.
A little bit. I remember John Redcorn.
Well, to me, John Redcorn was one of the great running jokes of TV series.
Yeah.
And I always
was
wanted
it Dale's
to ask,
wife?
Yes.
Yeah.
I always wanted, if I ever met Mike Judge, the one question I would ask him is, did you get that storyline from Laughing? You know, the Farquhar
Laughing.
Family.
I don't remember. I don't really remember Laughing.
There was a running gag on the Laughing about the Farquhar family, where it was two parents named Farquhar, and it was Joanne Worley and Dan Rowan.
Mm-hmm.
And all of their, and they were just themselves. But
yeah.
All of their kids had like red fright wigs and horn rim glasses and big freckles.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, their neighbor would come over, Ferd Burfel, and he looked exactly like all of
like
the kids.
Yeah, like the kids. Right.
And I always wanted to ask Mike Judge, did you get the John Redcorn story from the Farquhar family?
Could be.
But I loved that story about him.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I've been watching a lot of Fox cartoons lately.
Yeah.
And King of the Hill has been part of it. And when I read this, it made me sad, and it just incensed me.
It made me sad, but mostly
live
made me angry.
In a world like this,
it's disgusting. It really is. Your question was, what have we become? I have no fucking idea.
He was just living his life.
Yeah, just living his life, you know, with his husband and his dogs.
And you know, they're about to do a reboot on Hulu of King of the Hill.
I heard
that.
He
had signed up for it. He was going to be John Redcorn.
Mm.
And now who knows what will happen, but
who knows?
Yeah, at least he had some hope, you know.
Yeah. It's really sad. Rest in peace, Jonathan Joss, and
peace and in power.
Yes. And my heart goes out to your husband, whose name I'm sorry I do not know, and I'm not gonna stop the show to go look up the details, but it's super, super sad.
Yeah.
But now we will move on to more fun things on the show, such as your shout outs. Roar.
Yes. Roar.
We're starting today on Facebook. We just feel like mixing
mixing
it up a little bit. Woo! Our first shout out is for Doug. We are the Doug. We are the Starcher. Doug, well, first of all, he's left us a link to watch George Clooney's Good Night and Good Luck tonight on CNN. If we're done with the Hucklebug by that time.
I am so stoked that he is doing this. I think it's great.
Oh, I mean, I saw the movie. The movie is fantastic, but I would love to see this. Oh,
the movie.
It'll be on CNN.
You know, David Strathair in the movie.
Of course. But George wrote and directed, I believe.
Of course, yes.
Doug says, I am in my driveway doing my last, I hope, battle with the driveway holly trees. Every 3 to 5 years, there's lots of cussing and blood.
I don't get that. Is that a...
Well, holly is kind of... It's not an invasive species here, but it does kind of grow wild, a bit like the blackberries do. If he had said blackberries, I would have been certain I knew what he meant. But since I don't own a home and I don't really know what the things are, but I assume the holly is encroaching on the driveway and he's got to cut it back. Yeah, exactly. But they are. There's a lot of blood because those holly leaves are fucking sharp. So watch yourself and wear gloves, Dougie. He says, have a great show. Love you both. P.S. 6 p.m.
Oh, I love you back.
6 p.m. Pacific, Good Night and Good Luck, live from Broadway with George fucking Clooney on CNN,
you know,
and whatever they call HBO or Max.
I love that every show that George has been on to promote this, he's wearing a baseball cap because that hair dye is doing him no favors. And he knows it.
He knows it.
And laughs about it.
Yeah. Our next shout out is for Kelly with an I.
And she says, happy Saturday. Congrats to Stenny on the upcoming play. And glad Ben is back home. Me too, Kelly.
Yes.
So glad the rehab nurse was so kind. Oh, yeah. Yep.
That is very nice. Our final shout out on the Facebook page anyway is for Tina. Stand in the place where you live. Now leave us a comment. She says, hi, I hope you both had a good week and look forward to listening next week. X. Mwah. Thank you, Tina. Actually, we will continue because over on Hucklebug.com, our first shout out is also for Tina. Stand in the place where you live, et cetera, et cetera. We didn't talk about splitting these up, but that's cool.
Good to hear you back, Bette. Hope things to continue to improve for you. Mm-hmm. Great news, Stens. You directing the play.
Thank you.
Thank you for the lovely comments about Chloe and Wheels. We were blessed with good weather, and it was a really lovely day. They've been in Italy on a honeymoon. I mean,
can you imagine? Rough life.
Woo! I probably should take this.
Yes, I think.
We should have discussed this.
It's fine. I'll take this.
But she said, loved Jerry Lewis growing up, but never realized he was such a jerk. Oh, yeah. I watched a film recently called Resistance. It was a true story about Marcel Marceau, played by Jesse Eisenberg. I always hated Marcel Marceau until I watched this film and now have found a newfound respect for him. I like it that the roles have switched. I have no idea what that movie is.
I've never heard of that movie.
I've got to discover this movie, Tina.
I do have to say, I've always hated Jesse Eisenberg. But maybe he doesn't talk so much if he's playing Marcel Marceau.
Jesse, but sometimes I've liked him. So, you know, he's iffy for me.
Okay.
But just the idea of Marcel Marceau and what he did.
Yeah.
She says, on that note, I will bid you farewell until next time. P.S. I don't like all of R.E.M.'s music, but I live Michael Stipe. I know you meant love.
Yeah, she loves.
But some of us do live Michael Stipe.
Some people definitely
do
live
Michael
Stipe.
It's okay, Tina.
Michael Stipe himself.
I have listened to Everybody Hurts 5 times this week, so it's okay.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's...
I read a great article about the song, so that's why.
I think that's a wonderful song to like listen to over and over again, especially if you're feeling some type of well.
There's a backstory behind it that will make you love it even more. So.
Ooh, all right, save that for me for later. Our next shout out is for Dishy One. You're so dishy. You probably think this shout out's about you.
And it is.
Mwah. She says, hi, remember me?
Yeah.
She says, I've been going through it, but things must be getting better since I not only listened to the Hucklebug within an hour of it coming out, but I'm actually commenting before it's too late. Dishy, I'm sorry to hear you're going through it.
Yeah, what are you going through, doll?
Yeah,
tell us privately. It's okay.
Open up. We would love to know. Well, yeah. We just care about you, and we hope whatever it is you're going through, that it's starting to be better. She says things must be getting better, so I'm glad that they are. First of all, congratulations on directing again, Stens. Thank you. I don't suppose these performances could ever be streamed, not for free, of course, but available for those of us who can't get to Bellingham. Unfortunately, no. The rights... We have the guy who runs the rights for our organization. He's very persnickety and very much... You know, lots of people do record shows and put them on YouTube. But if we do that and we get caught, then, you know, we can never do another play by that publishing company.
That is so weird, because all those years ago, mm-hmm. when I used to hang around Blacksburg,
yeah,
the BC, Blacksburg Community Summer Play Festival.
Yeah.
We asked that too, and that was the exact thing.
Yeah.
We can't film them. We can't record them.
Yeah.
We can't do anything with them. Just come and see us.
Just come and see it. Come and see it live. And that's, unfortunately, that is the way it is. And I don't, of course, I don't expect any of you to fly out here. But if you do, you know, we'd be glad to have you.
Starting tomorrow. I'm walking.
Oh, my goodness. She says, and Bet, I'm so glad things are looking up for you. I hope this issue never happens again and that you're all cured and healing perfectly.
Well, I'm not all cured, but I'm working it. I'm working it this year,
right.
I promise.
She continues, I'm with you on Jerry Lewis. He annoyed the shit out of me. I did, however, watch the telethon. Growing up, the TV was on that the entire weekend it was on. He was toned down and very nearly human. Well, he was, but he was always rolling the little kids out and calling them crippled. And
exactly.
I always felt like he used them quite a bit.
And you know,
I mean, for a greater good, I guess you could say, but there was a lot of him in that too, I felt.
Yeah. Look
near the end,
me,
he was hardly
look
ever
at
on.
Me with the little kids.
And then we had Ryan Seacrest, she says. Some other person
Ooh,
I didn't like. Yes.
Yeah.
And now we never hear about muscular dystrophy anymore. Did it get cured?
I Googled this.
Okay.
People do still get muscular dystrophy, but apparently with medication and
easier to treat
therapy and gene therapy, thanks for all of this, all of those who hated that back in the day.
Well,
it is more manageable than it once was.
So they don't need telethons anymore.
Right.
Yeah, come to think of it, I can't think of a single, other than the PBS one. I can't think of a single.
PBS needs a telethon.
PBS needs a telethon. So does NPR right now. Our final shout out this week is for Donna. Oh, Donna. We have a shout out. Donna is her name.
Boom, 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 boom. Hey,
happy birthday.
Donna and Janet. Yeah. Janet's
or was it Janet?
Birthday.
It was Janet
it was
who
Janet's
had a birthday.
Birthday.
Janet. Happy birthday, Janet. My bad.
She says, we listened to the reunion show this morning, and I just wanted to thank Betsy for sharing the good and the bad news about hospital and rehab stays, and knowing that's where I think she's saying Encompass, where my dad might one day end up. Mm-hmm. Thank you, too, for recognizing the RN you had at the hospital.
Yeah.
Because of Janet, I know.
Right.
So many patients tell nurses they will report positively on them, but rarely follow through to do so, unless it's negative.
Right.
But especially if it was for a DAISY award. So apparently that's something that's not just the P-Town place. That's a thing.
Yeah.
I'm sure he appreciated it. I hope so. I hope he'll remember me. Keep marching those steps. I'm giving it
Go
my best,
get up those
Dawn
steps,
and Janet.
Girl, hell yeah. Kick butt. Woo! Well, thank
my
you all
My leg
for your
won't go
out.
That high. I can kick shin.
All right, kick shin. Start small. Kick shin.
Kick shin.
Then kneecap. Kneecap is very good. If you kick in the kneecap, you can definitely take somebody out for a bit. But anyway, thanks everybody for your shout outs. As
Woo!
Always, wonderful to hear from you all. We had a nice wide field of people coming in with their hellos. Let's move on now to binge watches. Neither of us had a movie this week, but we both have binge watches. Is it me first?
I think it's you first.
All right. Oh, shoot. I don't have the cast list. I haven't finished watching. I've watched half of The Residence on Netflix. Now, I know the last time that I watched half of a show on Netflix, which was The Woman in the House Across the Street in the Window or whatever the fuck it was.
Oh, okay.
With Kristen Bell.
Okay.
The last time I watched a half a show, I came on and just
Room
was...
with View with a Doorway.
Yes. what I did was I came on this show and talked about what a great show it was and how I couldn't wait to see the end of it. And then I came back the next week and said, I watched the end of it. It wasn't that great, actually. And the end, it didn't end well. And so I don't think I said don't watch it, but I said just temper your expectations. So I have only seen half of this. So I will, so this time I'm going to give it a big thumbs up. Are you familiar with The Residence?
I am not at all.
Okay, so The Residence is a limited Netflix series by Shondaland Productions, who did Bridgerton and something else. I can't remember. I haven't seen Bridgerton. But it is a murder mystery that takes place in the White House, in the residence area of the White House.
Okay.
And
that residence.
Yes. And it is quite reminiscent of a little bit of Only Murders in the Building, but it's got more of a Knives Out sort of vibe.
Ooh.
But you know, in a TV series, the episodes are all about 50 minutes, 47 minutes. Although I did kind of peek ahead and notice that the last two episodes are extra long. The last episode's an hour and a half. And the one before that, I think, is like an hour and 15. But, you know, we have the detective who's investigating is, you know, the greatest detective in the world. So you've got, your Miss Marples, Hercule Poirot's,
Daniel Craig's.
Yes, Benoit Blanc, that's him. And they even name check him, so it's clear that they're like that they're acknowledging that, yeah, we know, we're like that guy. So I'm trying to remember who the cast is. Give me a second. Uzo Abuda, is that her name?
Ooh.
Yeah. She's Cordelia Cupp, which is the investigating detective.
Orange is the New Black, man.
Right.
She's Rocket.
That's who she is. That's who she
wow.
is.
Wow. She's wonderful.
Giancarlo Esposito is the murder victim.
Oh, he's great.
But he's in the whole show because it's all told in flashbacks. It's great. There's flashbacks within flashbacks within flashbacks. A lot of times you're kind of like, wait a minute, when are we right now? It starts with a congressional hearing, and the congressional hearing is trying to get a handle on what exactly happened that night and who was trying to cover up what and so forth. Let's see. In this version of the United States, our president is a white male, but he's married to a man. So we have our first show we have our first gay president. But still no women. and living with him at the White House is his husband and his drunk-ass brother, who's played by Jason Lee, and his mother-in-law, who's played by Jane Curtin.
If anybody can play a drunk-ass brother, it's Jason.
Oh, it's Jason Lee, yeah, for sure. Ken Marino plays Harry Hollinger, who's like the best friend of the president, but nobody's really sure what he does or why he lives there. Maybe a little bit like Elon Musk. I'm not sure. And there's just a ton. Oh, Bronson Pinchot is in it. He's the pastry chef. Yeah. And there's probably some other names. Oh, Al Franken is one of the congressmen who's doing the one of the senators who's doing the leading the congressional hearing. But he doesn't play Al Franken. He plays a senator with a different name. So it's not. Anyway, it's great. It's funny. It's smart. And I'm really, really enjoying it. I'm giving it a big thumbs up, provisional to whether the end is as good as the first half. But I've seen the first four episodes. There's 8 in total. So I'm halfway through it. But it's very good. And it's on Netflix, and it's called The Residents.
The Residents. Not NTS.
No.
NCES.
NCE. Okay. Yeah. The Residents, as in the residents inside the White House. So, in other words, it's in the living... Obviously, the White House is huge, and there's like
not
a museum and all kinds
live
of shit.
There.
Right, exactly. And while the murder takes place, there is a big state dinner going on inside the White House.
Ooh.
So there's a ton of people there, and you know, all of them have to be interviewed. It's a whole big thing. It's quite good. I do recommend it. Now, I want to hear about your binge watch.
Well, folks, I have a binge watch.
Bet's got a binge watch.
Happened today.
Mm, mm-hmm.
Binge watched the whole show.
Mm.
Got up this morning.
Yep.
Decided I wanted to either have it. I had nothing for show people. Nothing.
Okay.
And so I knew I either had to have a movie or a binge watch. So I just started queuing up streaming and looking around.
What's here?
Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking for something, you know, out of there that might bring me in.
Yeah.
But I saw this and I thought, oh, hell, why not? I think Stan said she saw it in the day.
Okay.
I watched The Four Seasons.
Ah, great.
Well, let me tell you, Stan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tell me.
Well, first of all, the first 10 minutes were tough for me,
mm-hmm,
because it took me that long to distinguish who was Will Forte and who was Steve Carell. They look
really
exactly alike.
Really? I don't see that at all. But
they've
okay
got scruffy beards. They've got,
well, they do.
Gray
they
hair,
both, yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And Will's I had
taller
to keep looking at who went with what woman. You know?
Yes.
And then,
well, and
you
that
know,
keeps changing with Steve.
Yeah. But then, you know, the dialogue started and I thought, am I going to like this? Or is this going to be a little, you know, smart and quirky for me?
Mm.
Well, it didn't take 20 minutes for me to absolutely fall in love with the
show.
Oh,
good. Good, good, good.
Absolutely fall in love with everything that goes up and down and
yes,
all the people that come in and out. And I loved it.
Good.
And I know you're going to know this,
mm-hmm,
but I loved it until the last 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Of the last episode.
Oh, I was okay with it. I was okay with the way it ended.
Okay.
I was all right with that because that leaves it open for a sequel.
Well,
you don't
I
have
know
to have it.
You know, but you can have a sequel some other way. But,
you could.
You know, but I just... Will Forte and Tina Fey, their characters,
so
you could cut apart and analyze for 15 years.
Yep.
And still never get all the nuances.
Yes. Very true.
So unbelievable. But there's just, and now I would just, because, you know, the gay couple, which I mm-hmm loved as well. Well, I loved all of them.
Yeah.
But it just made me wonder what the original is. You've seen the original?
I saw it when it came out, when I was like 8 and not
I would
really
love to know
interested
what the original
in grown-ups
is
enough,
like,
you know? Yeah, I would like
because
to watch
this
the original
is so
again.
Modern. It is so freaking modern. But I do have to say, seeing Alan Alda in a cameo role.
I know.
And did you notice in his scene, his arm was shaking, his Parkinson's was coming.
I did sort of notice that, yeah.
It broke my heart, but
I know.
Thank God, Tina, for loving him to make
mm-hmm
this and him loving you to be in it.
Yeah, he was overjoyed when she told him that she was gonna, she asked for permission. Is it okay if we make a TV show mm-hmm out of this? He was like, are you kidding me? I'd love that. So yeah, it's wonderful.
But it is such a fun watch. There are a couple of lines here and there that just made me laugh right out loud. One of them was from Danny. I have a question. I hate this game. Stuff like that. Just little one-off things.
It's such sharp writing. The writing is really excellent.
It really is great writing.
I've seen lots of, I've seen four or five, like, sort of group interviews I've seen when they were sort of promoting it.
Yeah.
Some good stuff. Actually, I'll forward you some links now that you've seen the show.
Oh, I'd love you would enjoy. To.
Yeah. But that was one of the things Will Forte says over and over again, was that this is a great cast of improvisers. You know, you've got Carrie Kenny, you've got Steve Carell, you've got Will Forte, you've got Tina Fey. I don't know necessarily the improv chops of the other actors, but I know those four are particularly good at it. But Will said the script was so good they never felt the need. But yeah, wonderful show. Good. I'm glad you liked it.
Great. Recommended.
Okay, we're back. We had to take a quick break to watch The Belmont.
And which, of course, is a millionaire.
I am a bazillionaire because I bet all of my earnings. I bet nothing on anything. But Sovereignty won, and Rodriguez was right in there. Bet's horse.
He was up till the end.
Journalism was number two. We think maybe Rodriguez came in third, but hard to tell. All right, so we're back, and now we're going to do our new favorites.
And now it's time for
new favorite.
I like it.
Yeah.
My new favorite. This is probably the dumbest new favorite I've ever done on the show. But
welcome to my world.
You know, it's okay. It's small things can sometimes be your favorite too.
Your favorites, exactly. Yeah.
So, lately, I have been trying to get myself to keep myself hydrated more, because actually one of the things I was talking to my therapist about is that, you know, sometimes we think that we're cranky or crabby or sad, and really all it is we need some water.
We need a drink.
Exactly. Or something to eat or something like that. And so I've been trying to kind of stay on top of my hydration, and I've had many water bottles throughout my life. But I bought a new one. I bought it at the grocery store, as a matter of fact. It was at Safeway. I was doing my grocery shopping, and I passed sort of the rack where all the big water bottles are. And I thought, I'm going to get me one of those. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get a new water bottle, even though I've got 12 at home. And so I bought, it's made by Green Canteen, and it's metal. I guess metal.
I've never heard of Green Canteen.
I haven't either, but it's kind of similar to Yeti? Similar to
Yeti
in that once you've got it sealed, it stays that temperature.
Exactly.
You know, for a nice long time.
All my crystal light tonight is in the Yeti.
Interestingly, I filled it up with just sort of room temperature water, and then I stuck it in the fridge, and the next day I took it out of the fridge and took a sip. I'm like, this is room temperature. It stayed room temperature even in the refrigerator. So now I fill it with cold water. But, you know, like the kids do, I've put a bunch of stickers all over it, which has kind of made it mine.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like a couple Star Trek stickers, you know, Bellingham Theater.
Do you need a Bluey sticker?
Totally need a Bluey sticker.
Oh, I could send you some.
I would love a Bluey sticker. I was actually looking for Bluey stickers.
Okay, I got all kinds I can send you.
Perfect. I would love one of Bandit in particular, because Bandit's my fave. Yeah, and there's room. I got room for more stickers, so no worries there. But here's the thing. Ever since bringing this one home, I've been drinking 40 ounces of water a day, because that's how big this guy is. 40 ounces. I did go. I went on the internet and like, how much water
that's
am I supposed
some
to have? And
it's different. That has no color in it.
Yes, exactly. I have completely colorless pee now. And I'm peeing like 30 times a day, which is probably too much, but But I am staying nice and hydrated, so it's working. And I love my new water bottle. And again, it's made by Green Candy. It's a nice sort of aqua color as well, which is one of my favorite colors.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So that's my new favorite. It's my new favorite water bottle, and it's keeping me healthy and alive. What do you got, Bet? What's your new favorite?
Well, I have a new favorite, which you also might think is dumb, but it's mine.
That's right. And that's what matters.
It should be yours.
Okay.
People. I mean, I'm going out with the gravelly voice as always.
Yes.
But remember last week when I was here?
I
with
do.
The lungs completely.
Yes, filled. I do. Okay.
People, let me tell you, I was congested and bereft.
She was quite
and
congested.
At the beginning of the week got a suggestion from the sis, who got it from a pharmacist that's a client of ours, who told her, because Brian was having the same kind of problem, when my husband had COVID, this is the only thing that helped him. And it's called Delsym.
Delsym. Oh, that's right. You were taking it. I asked you if you were taking Robitussin or anything. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm taking Delsym. Right. Well, let me tell you, people, it's alcohol-free.
Good.
You take it once every 12 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I've been very diligent. I've been taking it very diligently.
Yeah.
And I cannot tell you how it has helped me. I mean, I may still sound like this.
You sound a little croaky.
But the coughing.
Yes.
And the
yes.
the hawking and the.
Right.
You know, the fetching and the back and the.
Yeah.
Back.
I muted gone. Most of that out for you guys last week.
It is gone. And
great.
I am so happy to not be in that world anymore. And I attribute it all to Delsym. So if any of y'all get a cough in the future, Delsym.
That's the one. All right.
D-E-L-S-Y-M.
M. Okay. I wasn't sure if it was Delsym or Delsym.
Delsym.
Okay. Delsym, everybody. Yeah. Get it at your local pharmacy.
It's expensive.
Of course.
But it's worth it.
Everything that's worth it is expensive, usually.
I mean, a little bottle of cough drop.
Yeah.
16, 17 bucks.
Mm.
But it works. It works.
If it works, then you're doing what you need to do. I'm glad you're feeling better, and I'm glad it's helping you. So Donald J. Trump and Elon Musk can both fuck off.
Just fuck off. Just have your cat fight. I'm actually kind of enjoying.
Oh, I'm enjoying the hell out of it. I am nearly all out of
popcorn. And I hate to say this because I hate them both.
Yeah.
But Donald is playing Elon like a cheap.
Oh, of course. I would not be at all surprised.
He brought him in. Yeah. Now he's letting him go.
I would not be in the slightest bit surprised if Elon ends up being deported back to South Africa.
Unless Elon does actually have something about the Epstein files, Donald's would.
Even if he does.
They both suck.
Yeah, they both suck. I've heard Politico apparently ran an article saying that the Democrats should consider bringing Elon Musk back. And I, you know, my answer to that
Are
is
you kidding
no.
Me?
My answer to that is no.
No.
Did you see the Nazi salute, Politico? We're not bringing back that guy. But I have very much been enjoying watching the cat fight. And to that end, if I may move directly into my U rule from here.
Well, but before we go to the happiness,
yes.
There's just one thing I have to say this week, and I'm so sorry.
Do
but
it.
It's me. It's not a true fuck off, but it is.
Okay.
For me this week, 50 years of fandom for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, yeah.
Went down the fucking toilet.
Oh, yeah.
They now have Aaron Rodgers.
They got Aaron Rodgers.
I don't want to fuck off anybody but DGT and Elon.
And Aaron Rodgers. We can tell Aaron Rodgers to fuck off.
Oh, my God. They're taking him in. Oh, my God.
It won't last more than a season.
Certainly.
It probably won't even last the whole season because he'll either get injured or he'll suck. So
I hope somebody breaks his. Oh, I'm so sorry. I almost said that. I hope somebody breaks his leg.
No, you know, we don't need to wish harm on him. But he also, we don't need it. You know, he's just going to be terrible anyway. So it's all good. Okay, then allow me now to move directly into my U rules. If I
yes, may. Because people rule.
My U rule, and again, this is in regards to enjoying watching the cat fight. On Thursday, my Facebook friend, Rachel Sullivan, who's a friend of mine from the Theater Guild, she posted a series of memes from a Facebook community page called Still We Rise, which is, of course, a reference to Maya Angelou's poem, Still I Rise.
Oh, Still I Rise, yes.
Yeah. So it's just a series of tweets of the fallout. While I believe these are tweets that came out after Elon dropped his bomb about Trump being in the Epstein files, which, by the way, no shit. We all knew that.
Right.
The first one is just a picture of Kamala Harris smiling, and it says, if well, had a face. I am going to read these because they are hilarious. They're short, though. there's one this one's too hard to do because it's mostly a picture, so I'll just skip that one. Here's a tweet that says, in quotations, and then Musk replied by calling the president a pedophile, unquote, a middle schooler's history class report 20 years from now. What we wanted, healthcare. What we got, racist billionaire cage fight 2025. There's another couple. The picture ones don't translate well to an audio podcast. Dr. Parikh Patel posted, can't believe Elon and Trump broke up during Pride Month. This one's pretty. This is a picture of Trump putting a bumper sticker on his Tesla that says, bought it before Elon went crazy.
Oh, Lord.
And then, of course, the one I imagine we've all seen this, but it's they interviewed AOC as she was walking up to the Capitol building and said, so what do you think about what's going on between Musk and Trump? And she said something like, oh, the ladies are fighting, aren't they? It's so adorable.
Oh, so you haven't seen the meme of the picture of Tonya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan at the Olympics with Trump's face and Elon's face.
No, I haven't seen that. That's a good one, too. I like that. Oh. Anyway, at least, you know, we've got precious little to enjoy about this presidency. And I realize it's horrible for our country and it's just making us look worse. But allow us to enjoy it at least for a little while because it is at least funny. Who are your U rules, Ben?
Well, I have a U rule and it is for an old friend of mine.
Uh-huh.
An old friend who got lost for a while.
Oh.
The Furnace Man. Do you remember the Furnace Man?
I do remember the Furnace Man. Yeah, the Furnace Man used to come around quite a while. Quite often.
Around a lot.
Uh-huh.
And then I used to call them, and they said, I'm sorry, we're busy. Can you go to this? We'll refer you to this place.
Yeah.
And so I went to this place, and I went to that place, and I was never happy. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, they kind of, you know, just shunned me.
Mm-hmm.
And then
this past week,
my sister and her husband at their heat pumps were having a really tough time with their place. And they called the Furnace Man and they said, oh, we'll be right out there to fix your heat pump. So I said, well, why them and not me?
Yes, exactly.
While I was incapacitated and stuff, and it got cold for a couple of days, but now it's hot and I need my heat pump back for air conditioning.
Right.
I called the Furnace Man and they said, oh, Miss Bowles, we'll be right out there. And they came Thursday.
Yeah.
And they were wonderful.
Oh, good.
And they fixed everything.
Yay.
However, I have to tell you, I have not been a good steward of my heat pump.
Oh, dear.
What the problem was that was making it rumble and rumble and not work was there is apparently in your floor a filter to your heat pump.
Ah, yes. You gotta clean that out.
Change once in a while. The guy who came out and did this stuff said, you know, when the last time we came out and put the filter in, they put a date on it. Folks, it was so long ago. Should I tell you how long?
Yeah, come on. Of course, you can't leave us hanging.
2021.
Okay, that's not that bad. That's less than 5 years. No, that's not that
they
bad.
They say every 3 months change your filter.
Oh, every 3 months? All right, every 3 months is excessive.
I thought I'd die.
You always think you'd die. But I feel like 3 months is excessive, and that's the kind of thing that they do just to get you to buy more filters. But I'm not a homeowner. What do
maybe
I know? Say,
maybe 1 year is okay.
Yeah, maybe.
But still, it was more than that.
Yeah. Okay.
So I gladly wrote the check. And that they decided to come back out and be with me because I thought they had left me alone for all those years. I was going to another place I didn't like.
They still love you.
Yeah.
I'm glad you got them back. That's good. That's good news.
And their vans are white vans, you know, like utility vans are.
Yeah.
And they have a cartoon of a Superman guy in a cape with his hand up in the air. Uh-huh. The Furnace Man!
The Furnace Man!
I love the Furnace Man.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Oh, that's a lovely you rule. And it's a nice way to end our show, I think.
Yeah, maybe.
Gang, thank you so much for listening to our Hucklebug this week. We sure have enjoyed having you. We'll be back next week with more show. Until that time, I am Stenny.
And I'm Bet.
We're Bet and Stenny. Thank you so much for listening to episode 739. We'll talk to you next week. Goodbye, everybody. Bye.
Bye. We love you. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
That's the way you do it when you do the Hucklebug.
I wonder if we have that. Do you think there's a chance we have the same binge watch?
Not a chance.
Okay.